What is happening, my friends? Welcome back. This is going to be a quick breakdown of the Dricus du Plessis versus Sean Strickland fight. I think that is an interesting style matchup. They both apply pressure in different ways. Sean Strickland, methodical, super defensive, slick. Meanwhile, Dricus du Plessis is a truck. He plods forward, shells up, blocks and takes incoming shots to uncork bombs of his own. There's some similarities in their style, but also big differences. Let's get into this matchup. All right, first let's start with the challenger, Dricus du Plessis. Let's talk about some of the great things he does. Okay, for one, he switches stances a lot. That will confuse your opponent, keep him guessing constantly, calculating, which is a good thing for Dricus. Dricus in many respects looks clunky, amateurish, but if you really pay attention, there's some really great fundamentals and striking principles he follows. So it seems like he always tries to step on the outside of that lead leg of his opponent, which is kind of like basic striking stuff that's going to give you a great angle. Heavy strikes from Dricus. Thudding kicks specifically. That rear leg kick to the body is brutal. The guy looks like he has thick, dense bones. Everything he hits you with, even if you block, it seems to hurt. He's a big middleweight. Heavy puncher, punches with ill intent, nothing soft per se. Even his jab is stiff. Matter of fact, he rocked Whitaker with a jab. Dricus maintains a solid wide base that helps him brace for strikes. Also keeps him planted to deliver power shots. There are drawbacks to that stance, but nobody has capitalized yet. He also utilizes a high shell guard, chin tucked, covering, shielding up with his forearms and shoulders. He likes to absorb in the pocket, shell up, then uncork explosive counter hooks. Touched on this a bit, very strong middleweight. Against Robert Whitaker, he was able to just power up off the ground. Granted, he had the assistance of the cage. If that was out in the open, it may have been a different story. Rob may have been able to hold him down if it was in the center of the cage, similar to how Dricus held Whitaker down. But I'm going to get into that in a sec. Dricus has like this tricky charge while switching stance. He'll step forward with his rear leg, switching stance, use that momentum, charge up a hook on that same side, and he unloads one as he steps forward, switching stance. It's awkward, it's herky-jerky, the timing looks weird, which may catch you off guard. A lot of top pressure, very, very heavy on top. He's a big guy, he's powerful, he understands positioning, and Whitaker had no answer from the bottom. All he could do is try to survive, try to get a better defensive position. He tried to keep Dricus off balance, tried to elevate him, but Dricus maintained great positioning. He's big, he's heavy, he's strong, and he knows how to use his size and weight. He also has vicious ground and pound, pretty powerful shots, sneaky elbows. Few things. Dricus may be susceptible to body shots with a high shell guard. I feel like you have to feint or fake up top, then go to the body. Go back and look at his fights. There are openings there. He seems very open to the body, but you got to really time those shots and create openings by getting him to react. That's like his comfort zone defensively, getting his hands and forearms up, tucking his chin, and shelling up. Openings to the body there again. Another thing with Dricus that I don't like, his chin is all out there. He has a pretty good chin, so it's almost like he baits guys in, letting you engage with him or get in range so he can land something big. He does roll with shots, but I still feel like his chin is so up in the air that it can be exploited eventually, especially once his chin starts fading a bit, because you can only do that so much in your career. Rely on your chin. He's confident in his chin. He's confident in his ability to take a shot. That's what allows him to come forward, or part of the reason that he comes forward so confidently, because I'm sure he feels like he can take something dished out, but you can't take what he blasts you with. Moving on to Sean Strickland, few things on him. So first of all, defense off the charts. Classic example of a good defense being a good offense. Great at probing and prodding forward while avoiding damage. Excellent at getting out of the way of low kicks and checking them. Very impressive stuff. Strickland for sure rolls with shots, slips them so well, keeps himself in great position, a counter, and in your face constantly. Always throwing feints, twitching, distracting you with hand motions and movement. He himself doesn't bite on feints easily. He's a cool customer out there. That's got to be from rounds and rounds and rounds of sparring. This is also related to his sparring. Reaction time, excellent. He parries so well, catches kicks. All part of his amazing defense. Sean's pressure just wears guys out. Constant forward pressure in your face. He's able to do that because of his tremendous defensive ability. One thing to note is that Sean doesn't chase you. He methodically walks you down, cuts you off. There's a difference. Always aware of dangers of incoming strikes, taking his time, carefully applying pressure. Now I want to talk about this matchup, how it could possibly play out. The reason I find this fight exciting is that I don't think it's going to go to decision. And the reason I say that is because I think you have two balls in there in the cage. Different styles, but both of these guys love to come forward. And it's inevitable they land on each other. Now the power to me has to go to Drickus. The overall striking ability, fluidness, smoothness, that's got to go to Strickland to me. Chin and durability, I'm going to go with Drickus. Overall defensive ability, Sean Strickland. So it kind of evens out there. One guy's more durable, one guy doesn't get hit too much. As far as the ground, I do think Drickus du Plessis can take Sean Strickland down. I think if Drickus gets Strickland down, I think he could control him. I think he would do very well on the ground against Strickland, but Sean Strickland's ground game is highly touted. We just don't see it too much because he likes to go out there and bang. He likes to strike. That's his forte. So to be honest with you, I can't even like get a proper gauge on how Strickland is going to perform on the mat against Drickus. I've seen what Drickus could do. And from what I've seen, I do think Drickus could control Strickland on the mat. The thing is with Sean, he's kind of like squirrely. He has good footwork. He understands range very, very well. And I think he's faster than Drickus. Or I should say he has better reaction time. Drickus is kind of like herky jerky. I don't find the guy too fluid. It seems like he kind of like lurches forward, just explodes. But everything seems so like brutish and forced. So I think he could force a takedown on Sean Strickland. But it also wouldn't surprise me if Sean Strickland could use great footwork, circle, and kind of like avoid the takedowns. I personally think that grappling and ground and pound is a path to victory for Drickus du Plessis. That's if he can get Sean Strickland down. Now, if this one stays on the feet, which there's a great chance that this is a striking affair, who do I ultimately give the edge to? Well, I think that Drickus could knock Strickland out. I think if he lands something solid, yeah, for sure. I think he can push Strickland out. But is he going to be able to land? So it's one of those things where Strickland has to fight the perfect fight, not get hit clean, which he's very good at doing, but he has to do that for 5 rounds. I feel like one slip up and Drickus lands on him, that could be it. I do think Sean Strickland is more skilled overall striking. I think he's slicker, has better reaction time, better defense. He looks more fluid on the feet, specifically his hands. Sean will throw an occasional low kick. He will throw high kicks even, but he's like 75% boxing. Drickus kind of mixes it up a little bit more. I think he throws a little bit more with his hands, but it's a little bit more balanced than Sean. Drickus throws a lot of kicks. He likes to throw low kicks, body kicks, and he will throw high kicks. I think he will have more success with kicks than he would with his hands against Sean Strickland. Strickland's really great with dealing with low kicks, but I noticed he could eat some body kicks. And Drickus has some pretty powerful thudding body kicks. I think that's another avenue of attack for Drickus du Plessis. Spam kicks to the body. So ultimately, who do I think is going to win this fight? Well, like I said, I think Sean Strickland has to fight a pretty damn great, perfect fight not to get clipped by Drickus and hurt. Do I think he's capable of that? I do, but fighting Drickus, there's a lot of danger there. Drickus du Plessis, I mean, he's a weird fighter. Like, he doesn't look super skilled, and that's crazy to say. He looks very clunky, mechanical. He just, like, wings punches all crazy. looks like he leaves himself open. And I don't know if it's people underestimating him, getting lulled, and he just cracks you with something. And I may be falling for it again, but I think Sean Strickland is going to get the better of him on the feet. But there's always that damn power shot that Dricus du Plessis can land on you. He can always potentially take Sean Strickland down, where I think he would get the better of the grappling. So in essence, I think Dricus has more ways to win. I think he can win via submission, because he does fish for submissions. I mean, he was actively looking for dark chokes on Whitaker. So I think he could potentially get Sean Strickland's neck. There's a submission win. There's certainly a knockout win, KO, TKO. And he could win via decision, via power shots. More damage. Sean Strickland, I think he could TKO Dricus du Plessis, but it would have to be like in the later rounds, just wearing on him. I don't think one shot's going to do it. Maybe if it's well placed. Because honestly, if you land something that a guy's not expecting in the proper spot, right on the button, you can put them out. But Strickland, he could win via decision, outpointing Dricus, landing more shots, being slicker on the feet, not taking too many shots himself with that great defense. So a decision win is possible. Maybe TKO via strikes in the later rounds. I don't see Sean Strickland submitting Dricus, and I don't think he's going to get the better of the grappling. So I think Dricus has more ways to win, but I'm actually picking Sean Strickland. But this fight's very interesting because Sean Strickland doesn't really step back. He applies constant pressure, but so does Dricus in different ways. You have like an offensive matador in Sean Strickland versus an offensive bulldozer in Dricus du Plessis. I think if Sean fights smart and he's on point and sharp, I can see him winning a decision. But he has to avoid the takedowns. He has to avoid power shots. He can't get clipped by Dricus, because that guy's a powerhouse and he has some very damaging strikes. I'm going to go with Sean Strickland via decision. And that's going to be via outpointing Dricus, being slicker on the feet, utilizing great defense, avoiding bombs. And I think he could possibly frustrate Dricus du Plessis. But man, that guy has to fight a perfect fight the way he fought against Adesanya. Even more so, actually. Because if Dricus connects, it could be all she wrote. I've underestimated Dricus du Plessis in the past. I'm not underestimating him here. I just think Sean Strickland's going to win. And if I could put a ratio on it, I think it's actually going to be a competitive fight. I'm picking Sean Strickland 60-40 to win. We shall see what happens. But guys, let me know in the comment section, who do you think takes this fight and why? We'd love to read your thoughts. Thanks for listening or watching this segment. Appreciate it, guys, and appreciate the support. Enjoy the fight. Once it goes down, we'll come back and talk about it as usual. Until then, my friends, please take care of yourselves. Later.